23154 Michael Horsey Sr. seeks variances from the corner front yard setback requirement and the maximum fence height within the corner front yard setback requirement for existing structures, sections 11525 and 115185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Seashore Highway and the north side of Dublin Hill Road. The 911 address is 6580 Seashore Highway in Bridgeville. The zoning district is AR1. Tax parcel is District 131, Map 6, Parcel 12. We have 0 letters of support, 1 letter of opposition, and 0 mail return on the application. And the applicant is seeking a 2.5-foot variance from the 3.5-foot height, maximum height requirement for an existing fence, and a 38.4-foot variance from the 50-foot setback requirement for a poultry house. It's called a shed on the survey, but I'll let the applicant explain what that is. And that's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Is the applicant present? If you would please come forward and we'll have you sworn in. Yes, sir. Swear you in.
Please state your name and address for the record, please.
Michael Horsey, 6580 Seashore Highway, Bridgeville, Delaware.
Thank you. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Thank you.
Okay.
You can leave that pressed on. Just go ahead.
Yeah, you can leave the mic on.
There you go.
And you're free to state your case.
I'm seeking a variance for my fence. It's a 6 foot. It has to be done at 3 feet. The reason why I want the variance is because, as you can see, the way it's shaped, the backyard is mostly where I have for my kids. I have 2 dogs. On that same road, there's a lot of traffic there. I've actually lost a dog on that same road. That where it says shed is actually a chicken coop. I do have chickens as well.
So do you have your packet that you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So in there on page 3, there's criteria for a variance, and you have there's 1 through 5. Could you quickly go through them?
Oh, yes, sir. Number 1 says uniqueness of property. It says our property is oddly shaped, uniquely slightly, roughly less than 50 feet from the edge of the busy highway, along 404 Seashore Highway and Dublin Hill Road. The location where the 6-foot fence is currently installed gives us an adequate amount of space to utilize our backyard due to the shape and narrowness of the property. It also provides a safer height, 6 foot, as our children, dogs 2, and chickens 6 could jump a fence of 3 feet. Also, the placement of the chicken coop provides an adequate amount of space from the neighbor's property, 2, cannot otherwise be developed. Due to the shape of the placement of our property, the backyard is the safest place for our children and animals to play and reside safely. To ensure their safety, we are seeking a variance to approve a 6-foot fence along the Dublin Hill property line, which is a corner front setback higher than the 3-foot required fence. Additionally, we have a small chicken coop located in the backside yard. We believe that due to our unique shape property and the consideration of our neighbors, that would be the best place to put the coop. We didn't want the possible smell or the noise from the chickens to disrupt the daily routine and cause any issues. Not created by the applicant. Within close proximity to Seashore Highway and Dublin Hill Road, there is heavy traffic, including tractor trailers, farm vehicles, as well as everyday motorists. Since moving in on October 19, 2021, there has been multiple accidents on this intersection, with one accident crashing into our front yard, hitting our septic, knocking out our front steps. We've also lost 2 of our beloved dogs due to them being hit by cars. Due to these incidents, we are seeking approval for a 6-foot fence to secure the side backyard to ensure the safety of our children and animals. Additionally, we want to place the chicken coop away from our neighbor's house and in a safe location. Will not alter the essential characters of the neighborhood. The proposed variance request for a 6-foot privacy fence and chicken coop placement will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, as we do not live in a neighborhood. Minimum variance. We are requesting the minimum variance approval to raise to the height requirement along a corner front setback from 3-foot to 6-foot privacy fence to provide an effective and secure backyard or barrier to ensure the safety of our children and animals. Additionally, we are respectful of requesting that the chicken coop can stay in its current location.
you think that would conclude your presentation?
Yes, sir.
Sorry you lost dogs. That's very sad. Sorry about that. Sure that we might have some questions on the for you.
Sir.
Any questions from the board?
Well, this is only the variance for the fence height, because I mentioned the chicken coop.
It's the fence height, and then it's also the shed that is nearest to the drain field shown on that survey, which is, I don't know if it's exactly a shed structure that when I was reviewing the plan with the applicant, but it's noted as a shed, but that's the building he's seeking a variance for that relief as well.
Gotcha.
The rear shed was permitted and issued a CO by the county, so we administratively will approve that shed without the board.
Speaking of that shed, did you put that shed on, or was that there when you bought the property in 2021?
Oh, no, we built that.
Okay, thank you.
Is the fence, what type of fence is it going to be? Or it's not built yet, right?
No, it's already built.
It is?
It's right. It's a final fence.
That is the fence, okay.
Yes, sir.
Are there any neighbors close by?
No, there's no neighbors there at all. That's the road, and on the other side is a farm. It's a field.
Okay.
And the fence does not obstruct any view from cars passing, like that intersection at all?
No, ma'am.
Has there been any complaints about the fence?
No, sir.
Did I hear correctly that there was someone in opposition to this?
We did receive a letter just on March 5th. She had unable to attend the hearing. She's lived at her current address, which is 658. I'm sorry. Let me just read it. I've lived at my current address for 60 years, and the housing density is a small area, has increased. The traffic complexity has also increased, creating a highly accident-prone area, particularly on the corner of the property seeking the variance. The property located at 6580 Seashore Highway is bordered on the front by Route 404 and on the side by Dublin Hill Road. Traffic emerging from Dublin Hill Road onto Route 404 needs a clear view. It is my opinion that any such structure, such as a fence, placed closer to Route 404 than the current regulations allow, could obscure the view of drivers emerging from Dublin Hill. Perhaps coordination with DelDOT and a traffic study would be helpful to make a decision concerning the safety of this variance request.
I see one image that shows the intersection without the fence, so if we look at that, is there one that's zoomed in a little?
Yeah, right where your mouse is would be with the fence.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. So where do we, where does the fence end?
Right there. And the stop sign.
So it's pretty far from the stop sign.
Yes, sir.
Like right there?
Yes, sir.
And then that's just a farm road or something there on the other side, right?
Mm-hmm. And just for the record, when were the fence and the sheds installed? Do you have an approximate date for that?
Oh, no, not offhand, no, sir. But I want to say the summer of last year is when we put the fence up.
All
fence is shown on the survey, if you can, that way you can see exactly where it is from the, it's the little dotted line off the corner of the house along the drain field.
Okay.
And then back from that. You can kind of see where it's from.
Does it go all the way to the?
It goes away from the intersection. Yeah, that.
Where's the front door of the house? Which road is that on?
The front door of the house is on Seashore Highway.
Because it wouldn't need a variance if it was side or backyard, right?
Right.
So I'm just wondering, I'm trying to figure out how this is.
Yeah, because of the corner front requirement of the fence would have to be 15 feet in from that property line to be able to be as tall as they have it. So he's seeking the height due to that. But if it was on the rear or the opposite side of the property, it could be 6 feet.
Well, if not for that road, we wouldn't be here.
Correct.
Any other questions from the board? Mr. Adams, do you have any questions?
The only question I have, where did 6 feet come from, I guess? Because I think 3 feet, I would agree, that might be a concern with animals, but I guess what made you arrive at six?
Because I have a dog who is a jumper.
All right.
Yeah, it's a serious jumper.
I do have one question. Was a chain link fence considered instead of a privacy fence to help with any kind of blocked view?
I thought about a chain link fence, but the wear and tear, especially where it is, where it could get like a lot of salt damage from the snow and things like weather damage. And my dog has climbed my fence once before.
Other questions from the board? If you wanted to have a seat right in the front, we'll, yes, please. Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13154? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13154? If there are no further questions from the board, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13154 for Michael Horsey Sr. for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property has unique physical conditions because the property has a corner front yard, which is where the fence is kind of going. I do not think that it will create any visibility for cars passing, and he needs the height for his animals. The exceptional practical difficulty is due to such conditions. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County zoning code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. Exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, nor be detrimental to public welfare. The variances represent the minimal variances necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation at issue.
I second the motion.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. McClure?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 13154 has been approved.